Today we're continuing yesterday's lesson titled Fear of Better Options. In the introduction, we talked about how endless opportunity and endless choices might seem like a perfect situation, until, of course, the time comes to make an actual decision. From the small decisions to the very, very big ones, many people are unable to finally make that choice due to the amount of options that they have available to them. Erica began the discussion by asking Stephen to please just pick a movie. She complains that they've been looking through Netflix for over half an hour. Stephen apologizes and says that he's sorry, but that every time that he sees a movie that he may want to watch, he sort of catches sight of another movie that's on there that he also wants to watch. And so this constantly seeing a new movie that he may, in fact, want to see is making it so hard for him to choose. Erica thinks that it's possible that he has a case of FOBO. Stephen's never heard of FOBO, and he does know what FOMO is, though, which is the fear of missing out. He asks Erica what the acronym FOBO means. She says that it is the fear of better options, that FOBO comes from the indecision, from being overwhelmed by having too many different choices, that people just, unfortunately, can't choose from so many things. And she talks about how FOBO and FOMO were both originally used by Patrick McGinnis, a man who makes money by investing in other people's businesses. Stephen says that he definitely thinks he has FOBO. He often is sort of unable to make a decision even when he has to, when he chooses between different options. Sometimes that problem, being unable to choose, happens for something so simple as buying himself dinner. Erica goes on to tell him that another thing about FOBO is that you always think that the choice that you didn't make is the right one. And so once you make a decision, you feel like the final result wasn't as good as the one that you could have made. And she says that McGinnis, the person who created these terms, says that people are afraid to feel sad or to sort of miss out on the other things that they didn't get to do. Stephen says he really feels that description deep inside of himself and talks about a laptop that he's had for nearly a year and how he's still trying to decide if he had bought the best one.
今天我们延续昨天的文章，就是讨论到害怕有更好选择的综合症。那这个害怕有更好选择综合症，就是你可能在做决定之前会有无尽的机会或者是选项可以供你选择，但是呢，因为有太多的选项，所以有一些人就是对于选择会感到非常的无力。那一开始呢，文章一开始 Erica 就跟 Stephen 说，拜托你能不能就是只是决定一部电影呢，因为他们已经就是在 Netflix 就是网飞上面已经滑了就是半个小时，但还是找不到任何一部电影看。那呢 Stephen 就说他很抱歉，因为他每次看到他想要看的电影的时候呢，或者是想要看的影片的时候呢，他又会去飘到就是其他部他也想看的，所以这样子就很难，就是太难做选择了。那 Erica 就跟Stephen 就说，那你有严重的 FOBO。 那 Stephen 就不知道 FOBO 是什么，他虽然他知道 FOMO 就是错失恐惧症，但他不知道 FOBO 是什么，所以他就问 Erica 说 FOBO 的缩写代表什么呢。那 Erica 就说呢， FOBO 就是只害怕有更好选择的综合症，那它就是源自于就是有太多的选项可以供选择的那种迟疑不决，就是无法做决定。这两个就是术语都是由一个有名的创投资本家派翠克麦金尼斯所提出来的。那 Stephen 就他就说呢，他没错，他就是有 FOBO， 因为呢每次就是当他要做从不同的选项做选择的时候，他就会感到有一个很严重的就是迟疑不决，就是小的决定，就是哪怕就是只是简单的晚餐他都没有办法就是做决定。那 Erica 又接着解释说，因为呢 FOBO 的另一个面向就是指说你得不到的总是就是永远就是比你拥有的就是更吸引人。那一旦就是他们做下决定之后，他们可能还是会对就是他做的那个决定的结果没有办法感到满足，所以呢他就引用了就是麦金尼斯说的一句话，就说因为他们就是害怕做了选择之后会不得不去哀痛那一条他们没有选择的那一个选项，没有选择的那一条路。那 Stephen 他就觉得分析的就是很精辟，因为呢他就是在买了他的 笔电之后将近已经一年的时间，但他仍然还是一直在思考说他是不是真的做了最好的一个选择。 Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
FOBO can be quite destructive. When there are so many options available, people are less likely to commit to something, and instead wait for the optimal opportunity or choice to come around. Erica says that the fear can be quite destructive. That when people have so many choices available to them, they're usually less willing to say yes to something or to be sure about something, and instead they're waiting for something optimal. Something that's optimal means it is the best or it is the most favorable. So these people are more likely going to wait for the best opportunity or the most favorable opportunity or choice to come around.
Erica 他就说呢 ,FOBO can be quite destructive. 就说呢 ,FOBO 可以相当的就是消极的。因为呢 ,when there are so many options available, people are less likely to commit to something.And instead, wait for the optimal opportunity or choice to come around. 就说呢，因为呢，有太多的选项的时候呢，人们就会变得更不可能去做决定。结果呢，他们就是反而会就是等到，就是要再去等最好的机会来临，或者是最好的选项来临。那这边有一个形容词叫 optimal， 就是有最佳的或是最好的。
Then they don't end up choosing anything at all.Also, I've had a lot of people bail on me at the last minute because they found something they perceived as being more fun. It's quite hurtful to be cast away like that. Stephen talks about how when you're always waiting for the best choice, you don't end up choosing anything at all. He goes on to use the word bail, which here means to cancel plans, and also uses the word perceive. To perceive something means to become aware of it.So he says, I've had a lot of people cancel our plans at the last minute because they found something that they have sort of decided is more fun, or they've become aware of something that seems like more fun than spending time with Stephen. He then uses the expression cast away, which means to throw out, to never see again, or to not pay attention to. So he says that it's very hurtful for them to sort of not pay attention to him and not care about him and kind of like...leave him alone to go do other stuff because he wanted to see them, but apparently they don't want to see him, and it hurts him inside.
Stephen 他就是有同感，就说呢 ，then they don't end up choosing anything at all. 然后呢，他们最后就会变得就是决定不了任何的东西。Also, I have a lot of people bail on me at the last minute.Because they found something they perceive as being more fun. 就说呢，因为他自己自身的经验，就是说，就是他身边的很多人，就是会在发现、察觉到有更有趣的事情的时候，就抛弃了他，就是取消了，就是原本要跟他一起做的一些计划。那他就觉得这样子就是很受伤，就像那样的被抛弃，所以他就说呢 ，It's quite hurtful to be cast away like that. 就说像这样子就是不被关注或者是被抛弃的那种感觉，让他就是相当的受伤。那这边有一个动词片语叫做 cast away， 就是有抛弃、丢掉的意思。那另外一个就是动词，就是 perceive， 就是有察觉或是感知的意思。